Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to another Abundant Retirement Podcast with me, Tony Roberts. And as always, Mr. Tony Shore is accompanying us here today as we talk about some of the main issues that might be that you might be facing out there in your retirement planning world, so to speak. There's just been a lot of volatility going on in the market the last few weeks. Some people, when they start talking about retirement planning, they have a tendency to focus on what all they have rather than putting a plan in place. So as always, Mr. Shore has got a great lineup of questions for us to maybe have some conversation about today. And we'll hopefully that everyone listening will enjoy and maybe pick up a few tidbits and some gold nuggets that that you may not have thought about before. So before we get started, Mr. Shore, it's always a pleasure to see you each and every week, my friend. Hope you had a great weekend, and it was Masters weekend, so hopefully you had a little time to enjoy a good golf tournament over the weekend.
You know what? I didn't. I was so busy, but I had a great week and a great weekend. I will say that I had a much better week than the stock markets once again. as long as I'm able to stay, that's a low bar right now, but as long as I'm able to say that, I think we're good. I will tell you that my son turned 26, actually turns 26 this week, but for his birthday, I took him to a concert in Minneapolis. I'm up here in the Minneapolis at the Orpheum Theater, historic restored theater, beautiful venue, great sound. Guess who's touring with a rock band and singing? Bill Murray. Yes.
Bill Murray?
Actor, comedian, Bill Murray is on tour.
Caddyshack Bill Murray is touring with a rock band?
He's singing lead vocals. It's kind of like a Blues Brothers thing. We went and saw Bill Murray and the Blood Brothers. That was fun. It was wild. We were six rows back dead center, saw Bill right there up on stage singing lead. Yeah, a lot of fun with world-class musicians. I mean, is he the best vocalist I've ever heard? Absolutely not. But you know what? He was having fun, and it was so great. That was a lot of fun. Isn't that odd, though? I said to my son, I go,
extremely odd. I didn't even know he sang. That's crazy.
I know. It's great. When I saw it, my wife said, hey, you love Bill Murray, right? Yeah, he's coming in concert. And I go, what do you mean Bill Murray's coming in concert? And so I read up on it, and I'm like, wow, it's really him. So I took my son to the show. It was great. They did some, you know, some rock and blues classics. He had a great band. It was really good. And like the last three songs, they did some great songs. They did Love the One You're With and a bunch of others. And he was just belting it out. It was great. I mean, I said to my son that I said, Adam has watched all his movies with me, you know, Caddyshack and Stripes and Groundhog's Day and Ghostbusters. And I said, there's a guy making $20-$40 million a movie.
Yeah.
Up on stage touring with a band.
Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy. That's crazy. I thought that was the funniest thing. But he was good.
Well, Tony, it goes back to our definition of retirement. He's doing what he wants to do with the people he wants to do it with and having a big time.
That's exactly what.
And even though he's not in retirement, you know, these actors and actresses, they're when they go from movie to movie or whatever the case may be, basically when the movie's over with, they sort of become, you know, unemployed.
They are unemployed.
So they're sort of picking up retirement and working with retirement portfolios or whatever each time from one movie to the next. You know, speaking of Bill Murray, you may not know this, but his son's a basketball coach. And
his son
is a basketball coach, and again here in Louisville, he's not currently at U of L, but they've been through so many different basketball coaches in the last few years.
Yes,
I think he was before the last coach. I think he was with that group, but yeah, he was assistant assistant basketball coach here at U of L.
And, Oh, that's right. Bill Murray came to a game or something.
Yeah, you would coach. You would sit there and on TV occasionally you'd see Bill Murray sitting in the stands, you know, because of his son. So, yeah, small world.
I remember that. Yeah. Seeing him at the, University of Kentucky, those games. That's right.
Well, not University of Kentucky now. Mr. Minneapolis. Now, there's a difference between University of Kentucky and University of Louisville.
Louisville, yes.
You got to use Louisville. You know,
Louisville.
You're gonna make some of my. You might make some of my blue brethren out there mad.
I don't want to make them mad.
Some of my red brethren out there, you know, needling a little bit. So yeah, you got to be careful.
I should have known that was a bad mistake. I spent a lot of time in Louisville, and I love it there. You know, I lived in Nashville.
When you mix blue and red down here, you don't get purple, baby.
You don't get the. I'm talking to a Vikings fan and a Prince fan. So we know purple in Minnesota, but Minnesota. But no, that's great. And now that you say that, I do remember them talking about that, showing him at the U of L games.
That's pretty crazy.
Tony, how have you been? What have you been up to? That's the question.
Well, I mean, Tony, it's, you know, as we look back over the last week, 2 weeks, or even, you know, 6 weeks, you know, let's just say beginning of February when all of this tariff talk started and, you know, is he going to follow through with it? Is it going to be this and that and the other things like that? And then I think, what was it, April 2nd that President Trump basically said, yeah, we're doing this. You know, we've been treated wrongly by other companies in the trading arena for too long, and we're going to even it out. We're going to put tariffs on, and we're going to try to, you know, get a more fair playing field. And in the markets, as you well know, anytime there's change, anytime there's turmoil out there, the markets don't like it. And they adjusted, maybe too much. I don't know, but, that's what they do. And we've talked about that so many times on the show. A lot of times, you know, the big investment banks and the brokerage houses and Wall Street, i.e., you know, basically look for excuses to go out there and harvest profit and put that money in your pocket and then wait for everything to settle down and they'll go back and buy all the same stocks basically that they just sold 2 weeks before on discount. And that's the way the world goes around. But, you know, to your 401k, my 401k, a lot of the federal employees, you know, thrift savings plans out there, which is their 401k. You know, it's tough to stomach sometimes when you see your portfolio go down 10, 15% in a 10-day period. But last week, you know, he sort of came out and said, hey, look, we've got over 50 companies that have come to the table and sat there and said, you know what, we don't want to be a partner like this. Let's get a fair playing field. He said he was going to basically, I think, suspend for 90 days, you know, any additional tariffs or anything like that. And boom, you know, the Dow goes up over 2,000 points in one day and the S&P and everything rebounded. Now, to the level that it was before it started to decline, not quite. But again, the market's having another healthy day today. And I truly feel like in the next 60 to 90 days, we'll be probably back. We may even be positive. And everybody will look at this and just say, hey, it was another hiccup and let's move forward. So again, Tony, and we try to talk about this. We try to make sure with our clients on the front end that we've got them properly diversified. So when these days happen, and they will happen, I've been doing this 40 years. You know, I can go and maim all the major corrections that have happened over a 40-year period. And those people who didn't get hurt were the ones who didn't panic. They stayed the course and they let everything sort of rebound. And again, Tony, if you've got your people set up properly, even those that are in retirement and needing income or partial incomes off those portfolios, if you've got them set up properly, days and weeks like we've had over the last few are not going to wipe them out or do anything crazy. So yeah, our life's good. You know, it's what we do and everything else like that. It's springtime. You know, we're only a couple of weeks away from the Derby and everybody gets happy around here about that. So
you'll have a mint julep in each hand. I know you will.
Why would anybody want to mess up good bourbon with some men in it?
I know that's true. I would agree with you. Give me an old fashioned though. I'll take that.
Yeah. Just put a nice big cube rock in there and let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's all good.
Not going to be center field during the Derby. I take it.
Actually, Tony, and I'll let this cat out of the bag a little bit, but my wife is a Derby baby. Her birthday is the first week in May.
And oh, wow.
So if we are in Louisville, guess who has to go play all the games and do all the shindigs? And about 8 years ago, I looked at her and I said, it's ridiculous the amount of money we spend on Derby.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about having a bad betting day. I mean,
no.
And here's the other thing too, Tony. A lot of people from outside of Kentucky just think the Derby is 2 minutes at about 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
It's a week long event.
It's almost a month long event now.
Right.
And the track, you can literally start going to Churchill on Tuesday before Derby. And now they've got, you know, Wine Wednesday and Thurby on Thursday and Oaks Day. And you've got 10 and 12 race cards on Friday and Saturday. So you got to have outfits and you got to have shoes and you got to have hats and you got to have transportation and you got to go to some or all of the parties and you got.
Yeah, you can't go without the right hat.
No, it's ridiculous how much money you can spend on Derby. So
I love it.
Yeah. So about 8 years ago, I just basically told my wife, I said, look, we could go on a nice vacation, long weekend, leave on Thursday, come back on Tuesday and probably save money. So even though we go out of town and it's spending money, she reminds me that we're actually saving money when we go do that. So that's what we do. We go out of town. So everybody comes into town, enjoys Derby and we leave.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I've never been, but I've read all about it. You know, I've read the Hunter S. Thompson article.
Yep.
The Kentucky Derby is decadent and depraved. I love that article. Well, that's hilarious.
It's sort of ratcheted itself up a little bit. But, you know, yeah. we've probably been to about 30 of them.
Oh, wow.
Trust me, it is a bucket list thing. It is something that you want to do at least once in your lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I tell people all the time, I can point you in the right direction of what you need to do, but I will not be here. So
that's great. Well, if I ever need advice though, I know you have experience. Now, you're right. You talked a little bit about market volatility and people get concerned, especially as they get closer to retirement. And of course the planning is the key. And we've been talking about different elements of retirement planning, taxes, things like that. I know we've got a few left to talk about that people need to know about that you factor into these plans. People have to plan for inflation and for recessions, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, in a lot of my workshops, I always refer, Tony, to it's called the rule of 72.
Okay.
And the rule of 72 is simply this. If you will take an interest rate, let's say you're taking an interest rate that you may be making on your investments. Let's say it's 6% a year. So if you can replicate year in and year out a 6% return, well, 6 goes into 72 12 times. So, you know, if I started out with $100,000 and I can average 6% return over a 12-year period, then guess what? My $100,000 at the end of 12 years will be worth $200,000. And then if I can do that again over another 12 years, guess what? My 200 is a 400,000 number. So again, it's the eighth wonder of the world called compound interest. But it's how it works. And that's what we call a rule of 72. Well, it can also work against you. So let's just say we've got inflation. Let's say inflation, when all the dust settles, Tony, just ends up being 4% year over year across the board, 4%. Well, again, take 4 into 72. That's 18. That means that 18 years down the road at a 4% year over year inflation rate, I need to be making twice as much money just to have the same standard of living. So again, if you're going into retirement, let's just say, you know, you're used to living on $8,000 a month and at 4% inflation, then in 18 years, my $8,000 a month now got to be $16,000 a month just to stay even.
Yeah.
And people will say, well, how in the heck do I make that happen?
Yeah.
Well, again, it goes back to, you know, making sure you've got an architect that's putting the right blueprints together before you start digging a hole to build that house.
Right. Yeah. You want to make sure you have a plan in place before exactly you make, right. before you make costly mistakes that could derail your retirement or have a big impact on how much you have in retirement. And that's yeah. That's what you're talking about. And if your plan doesn't account for inflation, if your plan doesn't account for market volatility and things like that, and then, you know, it's not going to work, and inflation is going to happen. But if it's built into your plan, then you don't need to worry about it. Right.
Well, that's true. And Tony, one of the biggest culprits of inflation is healthcare the number one. Yeah. The number one cause of bankruptcies in this country are unplanned healthcare expenses that people just said, wow, what happened? And it could be early on with maybe a major heart attack or illness or whatever the case may be. But let's just talk about care, you know, needing care later on in life. That industry is running between 6% and 7% inflation year over year. So again, those prices are doubling every 10 to 12 years. Well, let's just take a typical retiree, 60, 62, 65. Well, by the time they get into their mid 80s and maybe possibly need care, you know, that $100,000 nursing home may now be $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Again, where is that money going to come from? Have we put a plan in place to help? You know, maybe we don't have to eat all of that cost with a long-term care plan or something of that nature, but maybe we need to eat 40%, 50%. I don't know. But again, or what about the spouse who doesn't need care, but is remaining at home, and now we're using all the money to take care of the spouse that's in assisted living or skilled care or whatever the case may be. So again, we can all say it's going to happen to them, not happen to me. But statistics tell us 7 out of every 10 of us are going to need some type of care assistance at some time in our life. And it's very expensive today, and it's only getting worse. So again,
yeah, over 70% of people are going to need long-term care at some point in their life, typically toward the end or in retirement at some point.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think the thing that people don't realize, Tony, is the cost of healthcare and retirement. People listening might be, well, when I hit 65, I'll have Medicare, so I don't need to worry about paying for healthcare and retirement. Well, without long-term care, the average retired couple will spend $300,000 on medical and healthcare needs in retirement. And so with Medicare, there are still copays. There are still all of this deductibles. You still have drug costs, copays, everything else. You still have premiums and you have long-term care. And there's things that Medicare doesn't cover, vision, dental, hearing. That's why you need maybe an Advantage plan that covers those things. But again, you've got to look at costs. What's my prescription drug cost going to be out of pocket? There are out of pocket costs. And the biggest, of course, long-term care. And when we talk about inflation, you're right. Healthcare is the biggest. 1 year, not that long ago, my healthcare, and I'm during my working year, so this is through my work, went up 20. My health insurance went up 20%.
Yeah.
Inflation that year was 2 or 1.
Yeah.
Percent.
Yeah.
But not healthcare. That was 20 for me. Healthcare costs went up 20%.
No, we just got our renewal for this coming year. It's a June to June fiscal year for our health insurance. And we just got a renewal in last week. I looked at it and it came in and we had an 8% increase. Well, I'm telling you, I'm sort of happy because if I can get by with 8%, that's sort of a doable number. But again,
still not great.
It's not great. I mean, just think about
it. Inflation is at what? 2.4%?
Think about anything else where you sit there and say, I'm hitting you with an 8% increase in cost. Well, we go through the roof. If we get a single digit increase with healthcare, we think, well, we just won the lottery or something. I mean, it's crazy, but it's you know, it's just, and it just keeps on going on. And I don't know. I think our overall system, I know we have probably the greatest healthcare ability of any nation on the planet, but I think our overall, I think there's a whole lot of waste and fraud in our healthcare system, the same as it is, and we're finding out it's in our government system.
Yep. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. Yep. The healthcare in from insurance to the actual healthcare costs themselves. There's in Medicare and Medicaid billing. There is, and prescription drugs, the list goes on and on. All those areas are so, there's so much abuse, and it's set up in a way that just, it's not good. For the average consumer, it's terrible.
Oh, it is. And I mean, I've got, you know, I'm on two or three different prescriptions for this, that, and the other, but yeah. I get one of my prescriptions out of Canada, and it literally costs me a third of the cost of if I got it here in the U.S.
And why should that be? Well, the U.S., in fact, it should be the opposite. The U.S. is so big and such a big market, and we provide so much for everybody and everything. The prescription drug costs for U.S. citizens should be the lowest in the nation.
Exactly right. And I know they keep, well, we got to spend so much on, you know, research and doing this and developing da-di-da and all this other stuff and this, that, and the other. I get that, but that's the same research that's going on to supply the Canadas and the Englands and everything else like the world. But I can get a prescription from them at a third of the cost than if I go to my neighborhood pharmacy here.
Something's not right.
And get there. It. Something isn't right. And again,
and their surpluses still after research and development, they still have record surpluses.
Yep.
And I read, you know, some of these insurance companies have a record surplus and the drug companies, yet the costs keep going up. It's like, well, that's odd. You know, why did you increase my cost after you had a record year last year? Well,
I think it's a common threat. I think big pharma, I think hospitals, I think insurance companies, they all for the most part are for profit. And even the nonprofit hospitals seem to always have a whole lot of money they're making for somebody.
I think
when you just tie in those three entities, and it just balloons the cost across the board, and you know, us as the people that are needing care or whatever the case may be, are paying the insurance premiums, or paying the pharmacy bills, the hospital bills, whatever the case may be, we brunt it. We brunt the cost of whatever's going on there. So again, Tony is as one of the mainstays, and you know, to people that are listening, watching this podcast, it's my duty as an advisor and a fiduciary to bring up these topics for us to have a conversation. You know, I don't know if you want to take the same amount of risk in retirement as you did with your portfolio while you were working. I don't know if you want to plan for inflation. I don't know if you want to plan for long-term care. I don't even know if you want to save on taxes or not. I can't imagine you not, but there might be people out there that say, I'll pay my fair share. I don't know. You know, speaking of Buffett always says I should probably be paying more tax. Well, nothing's keeping him from writing a bigger check to the government if he feels that he's shortchanging them. I mean, nothing's keeping him from doing that, but I haven't heard of him doing. I don't know. But again, these are all things that you need to have a conversation with whoever is giving you advice as to how are we going to take care of these issues if they were to crop up. And again, back to the inflation, Tony. I mean, if you retire today in 15 to 20 years, do you want your buying power to be half of what it is today? That's going to affect your lifestyle. And maybe you sit there and say, well, I don't care. I don't know. But it's my job to basically allow you to live the next 40 years as comfortable and enjoying the same amount of freedoms and the ability to go places, see people, do the things you want to do as you're doing it right now, pre-retirement. And again, whether or not you do it, whether or not you spend every dime or whatever the case may be, that's up to you. But my job is to put a model together that says this thing can happen if we sort of follow these rules and rock and roll with it. So it's all part of, again, the conversation with somebody that is giving you some guidance and some advice. Doesn't mean you have to act on all of it, but you better be aware of it. It's very important. And that's the other thing too. We hit on the long-term care. But you know, these new hybrid life insurance policies, Tony.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where all of my people that we work with are saying, hey, look, this makes sense to me. Yeah. I've got it in my hip pocket if I ever need it for long-term care. But if I never, ever go to a place I really, really, really don't want to go to, Then I've got the cash value. I've got tax-free income. I've got a legacy benefit there through the life insurance that leverages my portfolio.
So it's not use it or lose it like the old long-term care policies.
Exactly.
The hybrid policies, there are death benefits. You can have cash value. And if you do need it for long-term care, it will kick in then. And so I think that's a great solution to the long-term care problem, or at least a big step toward helping to cover all those costs. And I know that's a big part of what you do when you help plan for your clients, whether it's planning for inflation or healthcare costs, like we've been talking about today. So before we go today,
oh, man, Tony, are we done? Oh my God.
The time
seems like we just started, Tony. What are you doing?
Time just flew by. Tony, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Well, sure. But again, our home office is in Louisville, but we've got clients all over the country. We've actually got some satellite offices in other cities. So again, you can reach out to us in many, many different ways. You can go to our website, arobertsassociates.com. You can call us toll free at 888-955-3665. Again, 888-955-3665. Or you can email us. You can go out to info@abundantretirementplanning.com. Again, that's info@abundantretirementplanning.com, and that will reach out to us and let us know to get in touch with you. And again, when you reach out to us, if you don't get a live voice, if one of the our team members downstairs, if we're tied up or whatever the case, you know, just leave us a good way to get back to you. Whether it be a phone call, whether it be a text, whether it be an email. And also, if you'll give us a good time or, you know, to get back with you too. I know some people, you know, may have situations at work where they can't take calls or whatever the case may be. But yeah, if you reach out to us and give us a good time and you know, date or whatever to get back with you, that we can do it. So several different ways to get in touch with us. First two meetings with me, Tony, are complimentary because, again, we're trying to uncover, you know, what you've got going on. And then if you would like, then we can put maybe some initial models together to give you an idea of how this thing called retirement looks like. And then from there, if we decide to, it's a good fit for us to, you know, maybe to work together going forward, you know, we can start talking about how this thing looks like from a client advisor type relationship. So those are some of the things that we promise to you to have a discussion about.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Tony, great show. Covered a lot when it comes to financial and retirement planning. You want to incorporate inflation. Make sure you're looking at that. And, of course, healthcare. Yeah. Tony, great show. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Robert.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.